If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Battle for eastern Ukraine.
Local officials are warning residents to evacuate now.
Historic Supreme Court confirmation.
A giant step to becoming a more perfect nation.
Tiger tees off.
He looks great. He's fantastic. He's walking great.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Ukraine's government has issued a new warning to people in the eastern part of the country. They're being told to get out while they can as Russian forces turn their attention to that area. And Ukraine's foreign minister is in Brussels looking for more help from NATO.
My agenda is very simple. It has only three items on it. It's weapons, weapons, and weapons.
CBS's Deborah Patta is in Ukraine.
Fleeing Mariupol, residents risk the harrowing journey to Berdyansk, over 50 miles away, where the Red Cross was waiting. In another town, 84-year-old Tamara Tralhib was rescued from the rubble. I went through the war when I was a child, she said. Now I just want to die in peace. Senior Lieutenant Starsky is worried the war could get even dirtier. He told us they know Russian officers have received antidotes to protect against their own chemical weapons in Donbass.
We have information that chemical weapons will be used on the front lines.
The European Union is poised to approve a ban on Russian coal starting late this summer. The U.S. Senate will take up a measure today that would end normal trade relations with Russia and ban the country's oil. And we'll also look to the Senate today for a final vote on President Biden's historic Supreme Court nominee, the first black woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
It will be a joyous day. Joyous for the Senate, joyous for the Supreme Court, joyous for America.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Three Republican senators, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins, have said they will support Jackson. Other GOP senators work to paint Jackson as too liberal. Judge Jackson would replace Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires this summer.
Well, correspondent Ed O'Keefe tells us two men are due in court in Washington today. They're accused of impersonating federal agents to try to get close to the First Lady's security detail.
According to the affidavit, Ariane Taherzadeh and Haider Ali created a sophisticated scheme to integrate themselves with federal law enforcement. Court documents show they obtained police equipment, guns, and other items used by federal officers. The pair allegedly gave lavish gifts and paid the rent of some Secret Service agents, one of them assigned to protect First Lady Jill Biden, and allegedly was offered a $2,000 assault rifle by Taherzadeh.
A top Senate Republican says President Biden's brother played a major role in questionable business dealings involving the president's son, Hunter. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
CBS News has learned that more than 150 transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks for further review. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley told CBS News he believes the president's younger brother, James, was instrumental in Hunter Biden's Chinese business ventures.
James Biden was very much a part of this.
Grassley released bank records indicating James Biden's company, the Lionhall Group, was paid directly by a Chinese finance consulting firm.
We have people with the Biden name dealing with Chinese business people that have a relationship through the Communist Party. I think it's very concerning.
There's been new congressional action against some former Trump insiders.
The vote in the U.S. House sets the stage for a possible criminal prosecution by the Justice Department for contempt of Congress against Peter Navarro, the Trump trade advisor, and Dan Scavino, the Trump social media manager. Democrat Mary Gay Scanlon.
These entitled few have refused to honor Congress's subpoenas, just like they rejected the results of the election.
During a fierce floor debate, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
This is a political show trial. trial.
Others have been referred, but so far only Steve Bannon faces charges for contempt of Congress at the January 6th committee. Scott McFarland, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A federal judge acquitted a New Mexico man of misdemeanor charges stemming from the Capitol attack.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Police in Sacramento now say last weekend's mass shooting on a crowded street was a gunfight involving rival gangs.
The identities of those shooters are still being worked through, but based off of witness information, victim information, as well as the numerous videos that we have received, we believe at this point there are five shooters.
Police Sergeant Zach Eaton, two arrests have been made on gun charges so far. Six people died in the shooting. Overseas, a court in Turkey has suspended the trial of 26 Saudis in absentia in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and has ordered the case moved to Saudi Arabia. Human rights groups say that will only lead to a further cover-up of the killing. In South Texas, a dangerous chase, speeds topping 130 miles an hour. Police, after suspected human traffickers, it all ended with an SUV in flames. As the driver was arrested, he said a woman was in the burning vehicle.
Get her up! Get her up! Get the
Department of Public Safety Sergeant Gerardo Hinojosa says she was inside a duffel bag.
Didn't make any movement or no sound. So we knew there was something in the bag, but we didn't know what was in there. And when I unzippered it, there was a female looking up, trapped inside that zippered bag. It would have been just a matter of time before we would not be able to save her.
Both people have been turned over to the Border Patrol. In Washington, it turns out that fox that bit a congressman and eight others on Capitol Hill had rabies. The animal was euthanized for the testing. It's round one of golf's signature event today, the Masters. And as we hear from CBS's Steve Futterman, attention is squarely on one man.
Tiger Woods has had some great moments in Augusta, winning the Masters five times.
In your life have you seen anything like that?
But when he tees off today, Woods will be doing something no one expected him to do. Just 14 months after a near-fatal car crash, which left many wondering if he would ever walk normally again, Woods is here about to play in the Masters.
I feel like I can still do it. The body's moving good enough. I've been in worse situations.
Fellow players like Fred Couples are astounded.
He looks strong. I know the leg is hurt, but he's hitting it plenty far enough to play this course.
This fan watched Woods practice yesterday.
Oh, he looks great. He's fantastic. He's walking great.
As for Woods, he isn't predicting victory, but...
Do you think you can win the Masters this week?
I do.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Masters in Augusta.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Pedestrian fatalities on the nation's roadways jumped 17% in the first half of 2021, higher than pre-pandemic levels.
Vehicles have to be designed to be less dangerous to pedestrians, says Pam Fisher of the Governor's Highway Safety Association. She says roads need better lighting and design.
We have been a very car-centric society. We've built roads to move vehicles and not to move the other modes as well.
Fisher saying it's also important for drivers to slow down. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The NBA says it plans to keep its All-Star game next year in Salt Lake City, even though the league opposes Utah's new ban on transgender athletes playing on girls' school teams. The 2017 All-Star game was pulled out of Charlotte because of opposition to a North Carolina law that limited anti-discrimination protections for LGBTQ people. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.